Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm excited about having Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron back on the show. They are two of our outstanding branding experts, and they're here to talk to us about branding, the brands that you and I have, whether we realize it or not, we have those. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, Jim. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Jane. Welcome back.
Hi. It's good to be here.
Just before you guys got here, I did a little soliloquy on my own, talking to my audience about the invisible hand, as Adam Smith called it, that all of us who work in the marketplace contribute, the benefit that we contribute to society. He called it society. Could be your neighborhood, could be your town or your state or whatever, or the greater society at large, and then something I corrupted his term a little bit, but I call it the very visible hand that people in the marketplace have, that they manifest in the marketplace by doing things very overtly, very intentionally. They go out and they write big checks or big ones. There was a time, ladies, when $100 would have been a big check for me, and so big is relative, isn't it? But the thing that was interesting to me, I want to quickly tell the story about these hospitals down here in Orlando. It's called the Arnold Palmer Hospital Complex now. It started out when a group of people who had the Orlando Regional Hospitals had the bright idea to ask Arnold Palmer if he would brand, if he would lend his name to these hospitals. This has been about 30 years ago, I think.
Mm-hmm.
He agreed. And since then, it's grown from a little bitty women, a hospital for women and children, to now three different hospitals.
Wow.
including one of the leading neonatal centers in the world, and now a children's trauma center.
Wow.
All because of a lot of work from a lot of people, but no small part because Arnold Palmer not only lent his name, but he got involved and he helped set the standards for these hospitals and helped raise money for them. Now, that's the visible hand writ large.
Yes.
Small business owners can do this, too, in a small way, can't they, Gene?
Yes. I mean, to me, it's such a way of expanding your brand in a very positive way in the marketplace that really has nothing to do about what your core business is. So you can
say that again. It doesn't have to be about your core business, does it?
Right. Right.
Which is different from the typical way you leverage your brand, isn't it?
Exactly. And a lot of what we talk about with clients is the fact that everything you do is part of your brand. So if you're going to do something like a charitable event or get involved in some community activity, that then reflects back on your business brand.
Mm-hmm. Jane, I was thinking, I was talking to the audience earlier about getting involved, finding a cause, if you will, something that they are interested in, something that they could get as passionate about as they are their own business, and finding a way to attach their brand to that, and to get involved. Either maybe just in the beginning, it's just as a volunteer, but then maybe eventually you'd give them some money, you'd find a way to help them raise money, and you'd help that cause to grow.
Uh-huh.
Jane, what do you think about that?
Well, one of the things that Gene and I have done is there's been a number of charities that we're starting up here, up in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and we've often loaned our services to them mm-hmm. to put together their brand, and that happens to be a very nice fit because it's what we do. And one of them is starting to be quite successful, and we're kind of thrilled at their success.
Well, and you were one. You can sort of claim to be one of the founding contributors to that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're seen there, even if the the Abelard's is brand is not on there, although it may be, it could be. In fact, smart charities, smart organizations like that will find a way to co-brand, won't they?
Well, yeah. They basically, what they've done is in their initial fundraising letters, they've basically mentioned us as the people who donated those services.
And that could be all that maybe that's the beginning. And I want to talk about this, some unusual ways to leverage your brand, folks, but in ways that do a lot of good for the community. We'll be right back with Gene Wilcox and Jane Cameron, doctors, both of them, and they're the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. It's 20 tips. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friends Dr. Gene Wilcox and Dr. Jane Cameron. They are two of our outstanding branding experts in the Brain Trust and the authors of Abelard's ABCs of Branding. And I'd like for Gene, why don't you go ahead and give us your website, please?
Our website is www.cattlelogos, C-A-T-T-L-E, as in cattle, L-O-G-O-S.
Now, remind the audience why there's a cattle in the name of your website.
Well, who's experienced more of the pain of doing branding the wrong way than cows? I mean, you have to manage your brand. Because
bless their little sides, right?
It gets applied from the outside, and that can hurt.
it's a fun book. In the book, though, they're more than just cattle, right? They're sheep, too.
There's sheep. There's a pig. There's, the whole barnyard gets involved.
and I think maybe even some chickens. I'm not sure, but we're talking about branding with these ladies, and one of the things we were doing before we went to the break was kind of continuing the idea of using your brand to help to using your time and your energy and maybe your money and the brand of your company to help a cause that could use some help, like a local charity or whatever it might be. Which one of you wanted to quote Benjamin Franklin about that?
Jane, I think you should go ahead and do that.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin's famous quote was to say, to do well by doing good.
Right.
And basically that was his notion there, that if you often could do extremely well for yourself if you did good things for society in general.
Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes said it this way, and I quote this passage from Ecclesiastes probably at least once a month. It comes up somehow. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, we were talking about how, getting involved in charities, it makes you feel good when you're doing something that you feel is good for society, and it is, and people appreciate it, but it also is good for your business because it builds some positive reputation. And the other thing is you meet a lot of people involved for small business. If you get involved in charity work, you meet a lot of people from other industries, people from bigger companies. It's a form of networking, but you're doing good while you're doing good for yourself.
You know, when, as you guys can imagine, I get asked to do a lot of things around the country, a lot of times just to donate my time,
right?
For different organizations, in the early days when I would be asked to do that, my first attitude would be, well, you know what? I'd like to help these people, but I've got a business to run here.
Yeah.
But I started doing it. I started helping out different things, doing a lot of work with the SBA and different organizations like that. And what we found out was, whenever we would do that, good things happened to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So now, whenever something like that comes up, you know, we just see if it works into our schedule, because we know if we go there and lend our support, that something good will come from that. And that's what happens when you help out in your local community, when you lend your brand, so to speak. And I really think that business people ought to find, they've got a right to find a way to have their brand affixed to that event that they're, or that charity that they're helping. And I want to say this, ladies, and you can, I'll let you dive into this too. If you have a cause like that, if you have some kind of a charity, if you're part of a hospital or whatever it might be, whoever helps you, make sure their brands get stuck to whatever you're doing, and make sure that you value that you don't minimize their brands. What do you think, ladies?
I think that's really important, because basically many charities have a large footprint, and one of the things that small businesses need, or even large businesses, is a way to promote themselves, and this is one of the very effective ways of doing public relations, which is the way of promoting your brand.
And Gene, the one thing you don't want to do, if you're contributing time and money and energy, and maybe even some of your people to contribute, you don't want to have to say, okay, aren't you going to get my brand in here? Aren't you going to be telling people that my company's there? You never want to have to say that. And so it is incumbent upon the charity or the organization to be very aware of that, aren't they? Isn't it?
Yeah. And we've had conversations with some charities that we've done work for about that, and whether, because sometimes people don't want their brand mentioned for some reasons. And that's okay, but it's all right to talk to the charity up front, and if they ask, you know, do you want to be promoted? Say, certainly.
Well, but here's the thing, though, Gene. I want to make sure that we point out, folks, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, don't worry about me. That's not really why I'm here. You know what? They're going to say that, but everybody likes it if their brand gets leveraged. You love those people up. If you're in charge of that cause, whatever it may be, you love them up, and you make them so happy that they're there that they don't know what to do, and they'll come back.
Right.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I think on the charity side, too, it also shows the sophistication of the person who's working in the charity if they bring up front how they're going to promote your brand in their promotions as well.
Absolutely. Well said.
You know, it shows that they're real pros about what they're doing.
Right. Yes. Well said, Jane. Stand by, Gene. Stand by, Jane. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We're going to continue to talk about some to brand your business. A lot of different ways, and it's all part of the very important process of the business, growing it and leveraging it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I was not 17 till. That was the last time. It's just 7 till. I didn't mean to give you an extra 10 minutes there, folks. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're visiting with Dr. Gene Wilcox, Dr. Jane Cameron, the two ladies who co-authored Abelard's ABCs of Branding, one of the neatest little books on branding you'll ever find, and you can find it wherever books are sold, but also at their website, which is cattlelogos.com. And now, who wants to tell us about Branding You? Because that's a new feature that you have, new resources you have on your website.
I can. This is Jean. I can talk about
okay,
that.
Okay, Jean, go ahead.
What we've done, we've redone our website and it's really, there's two parts to our business. One part is actually the services that we provide for our clients and helping them develop their brand and figure out where they want to go and how they should do that. The other piece is more of an educational piece, and we realize that over the years we've created a lot of information that can be very valuable to people who are looking for help on how to brand things. So we have a new section on our website called Brand You, and in that we have advice from all of our docents, Abelard and his cohorts, Hey Louise and Autumbla, and we have a number of tips and tricks and just all kinds of information that can be very helpful to a small business owner who's trying to learn more about branding and how to do it right. We have, one of the things we have on there is we have some in-depth write-ups about the ABCs. In our book, which we've talked about, it's basically a very succinct two pages with a letter, a paragraph about why it's important, and then a cartoon that illustrates the point. Well, mm-hmm. In Brand U, what we actually have is a little more depth than that. It's like, all right, A is for appropriate. Well, what does that mean beyond the fact that, you know, if you're a sheep, you shouldn't be telling sheep jokes to cows?
Well, that's good. Well said. And I know you guys have been working on this for a while, haven't you?
Yes. Yes, we have. We've been collating a lot of information from a lot of the different things that we've done over the past few years.
Now, that's right there. All that's right there on the website, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Catalogos.com.
And it's all free, right?
Right, yes. Now it's all free.
Yep. Okay, let's get back to the, by the way, folks, I hope you'll take advantage of that. That's catalogos.com. What about, let's get back to the branding to leveraging our brand for community causes. You know, when I think about, I was telling the story in the previous half hour about this company that still was in the woods. I mean, they didn't know if they were going to make it or not. And the partners made the conscious decision that they were going to find something to get involved in just because they wanted their company to stand for more than just their products. And even when they didn't know if they were going to make it, they found a cause and they got involved. And now that company is a $1 billion company. And they attribute part of that to what happened, to their decision to help out that cause. What do you think about that?
I think even if you're small or you're large, if you work with the cause as well, it enhances your brand. I mean, I don't want to be crass, but the most obvious place where one can see that a brand was really, really benefited by charitable work is the Gates Foundation. If you look at what happened to Microsoft's brand and that charity, which something in the large, it completely turned their brand image around.
Right, absolutely. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so that, you know, if anybody doubts that this is so, it is true. And the question then is, if you're a little guy, can you have that level of success with people's feelings about your company as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, one of the things I want small business owners to realize is they don't have to think about Gates and Arnold Palmer and people like that and think, well, they're big, they're rich folks, you know, they have all this national recognition. Sure, they can give a lot of money. It doesn't have to be like that. It could be very small, couldn't it?
It can be.
And it doesn't have to be, you know, sometimes different causes don't need you to write a check. They need brain power, back power. They need a little perspiration, don't they?
Well, yeah, and often something you do, you can do for a lot less than if you were to write a check to get the same thing done because you're an expert.
You know, one more quick thing I want to mention. Get your people involved in these things. I've seen so many companies get their employees involved, and it helps to tie their employees to the company.
Yes, mm-hmm. And that's one of the more, again, I keep going back to, everything that happens in your company is part of your brand. And if your employees are out working in the community, that has a positive feedback to your brand.
Right. Jean Wilcox, Jane Cameron, thank you for being here. The website is catalogos.com. Ladies, thanks for doing another good job today.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Jim.
Thanks. See you later. See both of you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.